Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And today, I must say, is very exciting for me as I'll be connecting with Pastor Faye. Looking forward to my chat with her. Pastor Faye, welcome to Radio Pulpit. And how are you doing today?
Hi, May. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. I'm just so grateful that I could be on here to share what God has done in and through my life and what God is how good He is and how faithful He is. Amen. So thank you so much for having me.
And now, Pastor Faye, please tell us about yourself.
Okay, so I am actually born Fatima Hashem, otherwise known as Faye, Pastor Faye Lowe. And I am actually from Durban. I'm now living in Johannesburg. I also live in Cape Town. I have four sons from the ages of 27 right down to 13. But they are in Cape Town at the moment. And myself and my husband, Pastor Andre Kulo, we have a ministry called a Radical Church in Benoni here in Johannesburg. And so we are in full-time ministry. And so that's, you know, I'm not doing anything else but just full-time in serving the kingdom of God and equipping the kingdom of God and just advancing the kingdom of God together. So there's various things that, you know, we're doing in the ministry. And that's basically it for where I'm at the moment.
And now share with us your journey with God. How did, the relationship or your journey with God or your spiritual journey with God start?
My spiritual journey with God was absolutely amazing. I was 8 years old when I had a dream, okay? And when Jesus appeared to me in a dream, and at that time, you know, obviously not in a family that was saved and knew anything about Jesus, but Jesus appeared to me. I saw this man standing in a white long robe with a staff in his hand, and I was sitting on a hill, and I was in a fetal position crying. So he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said to me this word, "Fear not, my child, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I am Jesus." How wonderful. And so I woke up, and I ran to my mom, and I'm like, Mommy, I had this dream. Who is this Jesus, you know? And at the time, although she knew who he was, she didn't say much. She just sent him back off to bed. And so it was quite a long journey, you know, of living a life of not knowing who Christ is or anything about, you know, about who Jesus is about or the Bible is about. And I went on in my life. And then I had an encounter with God where I kind of made a covenant with him that if he comes through for me in a certain area, and that I would give my heart to him. And so I was sitting in a church one day, and I was sitting right at the back of the church, and I convinced myself that I'm going to go to the nightclub. But somebody invited me and said to me, "No, come to church." So I went to church, and I said, "Okay, after the church, I'm going to go to the nightclub." And guess what? It was almost as if I sat down, and when they did the altar call, it felt like something lifted me off my seat, and I found myself at the altar, and I gave my heart to the Lord at that very moment. And so it's been quite a journey for me. I've had God, Jesus had healed me from having cervical cancer stage 3, when the doctor sent me home to die, and I got the church to pray, and we fasted. And, at one anointing service, a pastor called me forward and he prayed for me, and I was delivered and I was completely healed and set free. Another case where my colon stopped working, and the gastroenterologist said that's the end of my life. It's not going to, I have a colon of a 75-year-old and I'm 30 years old. And at that point, I only had one hope left, and that was it. You know, I could only pray, and God completely healed me from having that death sentence. Amen.
Amen.
And so God had delivered and healed at least 30 members of my family after revival fire of salvation hit the rest of my family after what God did for me. and they saw the miracles, they saw the signs, they saw the wonders. And so that stirred me up, and I just got myself into church, served in ministries, and continued to serve God in many ways. He did a miracle in someone's life that's very close to me. She was in a wheelchair at a tent meeting. She ran out of the wheelchair. Her coccyx was fractured. She was completely restored. She started baptized, and you know, God. And that, again, was another shaking in the family, and they saw what God had done for this specific person. Again, salvation hit my family once again. And so my journey with Jesus Christ has been amazing. There's a scripture in the Bible where God appeared to Samuel, and just the way Jesus appeared to me in a dream. And God said to me, you know, I have called you out of in 1 Peter 2, verse 2 to 9 to 12 says, but you're a royal priesthood, you're a chosen generation, and I've called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so, by his stripes, I was healed. Amen.
Amen.
And so I have so much more to share, but that's going to be in the book that I'm going to be launching very soon. And that has been very much condensed what my journey has been like with Jesus and my encounter with him.
Beautiful. Now, Pastor Faye, it's evident that you have experienced Jesus Christ and you have seen him. What message of encouragement can you give to someone listening right now who's losing hope or who feels like it's the end for them? How can you revive their spirit just to, you know, have faith or hold on a little bit longer?
Okay. So, just to encourage those out there, nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible for him. Amen. And Luke 1, verse 37 says, nothing is what is impossible for God is impossible. What is impossible for man is possible for God. Now, you've got to understand something. God needs what seems to be an impossible situation, which becomes a breeding ground for a miracle, for him to come in and make it possible. Amen. Because God loves the glory. Hallelujah. And so when he comes in and that impossible ground births forth a miracle because of him, because of his power and his glory. Amen. And because of that, people on this earth will be drawn because of miracles, signs and wonders. Amen. And this is why the God says we are called to be the salt and the light of the earth, to represent Jesus Christ. Amen. And so even in the testimony that I shared, if God can do it for me, he's not a respecter of man. He is able to do it for you. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the greater I am in everything we need him to be. If we need him to be Jehovah Rapha, as our healer, he is God who manifests himself in my personal life as healer, healed and delivered me and set me free, which caused so many members, amen, of my family to be set free and to be healed as well. And so, sometimes our faith does waver, and sometimes we do give up hope. But I want to encourage you out there if you just listen to what God has done in my life. And if God had called me out of the darkness and he pulled me into the glorious light, that God is able to do it for you and for those that you are trusting God, especially for those who are trusting God for salvation. Do you know what I did? All I did was pray, fast, put the names down, and I said, God, you Holy Spirit, you do the rest. You do the rest. And I exuded the fragrance of Jesus Christ. I lived the word. I became the word. I didn't Bible bash them, but I became the word. And they said, Faye, there's something on you. We want what you got. And one of my family members, I said, you know what, just come and you'll see. And then they just ran to the altar and gave their heart to Jesus Christ. So through miracle signs and wonders that God had taken me through, I had to go through the fire. Amen. But Jesus was a hot man in the fire. I came out smelling nothing like it. My clothes weren't touched, but it produced pure gold. I had to go through the crushing and through the pressing, like olives have to go through crushing and pressing. But I came out pure as gold, and the oil that from there became pure. But I had to persevere and hold on, like the woman who had the issue of blood, who pushed through the crowd, and she was so desperate. She had faith. Her faith was so strong. She said, even if I could just hold on to the edge of his garment, then I will be healed. And he felt virtue left him when he said, who is it that held my coat? Because of the level of our faith. So sometimes the noises and the challenges and the circumstances and things that are around us that wants to consume us and wants to shut us down and push us into a fetal position and push us into a place of slumber. This is a time we need to arise and push through everything so we can grab onto the edge of the garment and to hold onto God's word and to be anchored into his word and to be in his presence, because anything is possible when you are in his word and when you are in his presence. And I want to conclude with this. You got to believe what God said about you. You got to see yourself as Jesus Christ sees you, so that you will not be shaken by any wind of doctrine. You will not be shaken. You will not be moved by the opinions of man, because if we are called of God, we will face persecution and we will partake in the sufferings of Jesus Christ. But God says in his word, in this world, amen, you will have trouble, but take heed, for I have overcome. Hallelujah. And because he has overcome, you will overcome, and you will have the victory through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Faye, thank you so much for sharing so much wisdom, so much knowledge with us. We appreciate it, and may God bless you.
Thank you so much. It was awesome. We praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.